This is Local Views, second time in September, '09. Yes, this is 999. Three nines equal 27. Two plus seven equals nine. A good day to get dressed to the nines and maybe play nine holes. Politics got a little dirtier this past week, if you can imagine that. And this is politics for keeps, not just your garden variety mudslinging campaign rhetoric. The real dirt, of course, was the talk which led to the resignation of Van Jones from the White House staff. Also in the mix is all that noise about the president's Labor Day speech for the school kids. So let's see if we can pull together some of the commentary that's going around and make some simple sense out of these events. By now you know that Van Jones is an internationally known environmental activist and writer who's been working for the White House Council on Environmental Quality. He was supposed to be plugging for so-called green jobs. Fox News commentator Glenn Beck found out that 5 years ago, Jones signed a petition calling for an investigation into suspicions of Bush administration complicity in the 9/11 events. He also found out that Jones once used a common derogatory expletive to describe Republicans, and he used some known facts about some prior associations to, in effect, call Jones a commie. Beck started venting outrage and kept it up until the rest of the corporate media jumped on board, and Jones became a bigger story than health care. Remember, Beck was the guy who recently stepped on his own tongue by calling Obama a racist on the air. That cost Fox some fat advertising accounts, but Beck survived to sling again, and this time he scored. Jones wasn't exactly a heavy hitter in the Obama gang, so Beck is no giant killer on this one. But his little vendetta forced the mainstream media to mention for the first time that theory that 9/11 couldn't have happened without a little help from the Bush gang. Some of the people who watch Beck and listen to Limbaugh probably hadn't heard that one before. These are the same people who terrified their local school boards with protests about letting the president indoctrinate the children with all that socialist propaganda about working hard and staying in school. So who are these people? Obviously, they identify as Republicans, the minority party rejected by an impressive majority of voters everywhere and at all levels last year, but still powerful enough to pick off a presidential staffer and to have the popular president backpedaling on some important issues like health care and war. Do guys like Beck really represent the Republicans, or is it an even smaller minority that packs so much power? One day last week, with Amy Goodman absent, Juan Gonzalez took the helm of Democracy Now! To interview a writer who says that, by default, the right-wing evangelicals are the engine driving the Republican Party, and he went on to theorize that the voices of this faction, he named Limbaugh and Newt Gingrich, among others, are textbook examples of masochistic victims of abusive childhoods. That would explain a lot, but probably not everything we need to know about how the volume got turned up so loud on the radical right. Safe to say that these people are older, white, Christian, middle class, and come from traditional families. They are boomers, the people who, until just moments ago, had been the social, cultural, and political majority in this country. Now they're scared. While they were watching the tube and watching their portfolios grow, they didn't notice that a new country grew up around them. In the midst of post-World War II prosperity, they were all for any government program that promoted their own growth and prosperity, but gradually they noticed that prosperity wasn't growing much, and they started to see government spending money for the benefit of people who didn't fit the demographic profile. The boomers are in the minority now. The people who outnumber them are younger. They come in all colors. A lot of them are poor. They go to different churches if they worship at all. Some of them are even gay, and they don't even try to hide it. Under the circumstances, it's easy for those right-wing media voices to whip up some righteous hatred for the immigrants, the young, the poor, the homeless, and anyone else who doesn't fit the profile, and especially for the evil liberals who vote for a government which might extend what's left of the prosperity to the ones who don't fit the profile. These people are on Medicare, but they rail against socialized medicine because it might benefit the people they hate. The election of Obama, even though he's just an ordinary Democrat off the shelf, was a powerful symbol of hope on the left, just because of his color. On the right, he's a daily reminder that the country no longer is comfortably controlled by that familiar white middle class. Those people are on the way out, but they're bound to shoot up the place and make a lot of noise while they're backing out the door. And that's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily shoot up the place for KVMR, its management staff, or contributors. Email mark@kaloki.com.